And the motion carried 4-0.
Gentlemen, that's the end of our agenda. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Two things. I just provided you some little reading material when we came in tonight in reference to the Diamond State Community Land Trust legal action that may be pending. I haven't seen an official suit, but there is a.
There's one that's pending. They filed a complaint with HUD.
This has been filed, which relates to the state housing and it relates to HUD. The other thing is that before last meeting, we had mailed out copies of a 2011 schedule for public hearings. And I would just ask if you could grant a consensus of that schedule. And if we need to change it later, we can change it later. But we need to start advertising for January.
You need a consensus or a motion?
Either one. Doesn't matter.
We've
just done it before as an add-on to the agenda. It doesn't really have to be a mm-hmm. posted or anything because we can do it by staff anyway. We just ask for a consensus. It's fine, I think.
I'm good with it.
We do a roll call. Mr. Ross?
Good.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
Good.
Mr. Smith? Yes.
Thank you.
We're going to need them all?
And only
that's one. You got to tell me.
Yes, we are.
I've asked.
I know. We're researching it. Don't worry.
We've asked the legal counsel to review if it's actually mandated that we have to meet twice a month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I was told that regarding some of these fourth-time extension requests that CDAC, the Sussex County Economic Development Advisory Committee, has some opinions regarding this subject. And I would suggest that at some point in the future, we maybe invite a member of CDAC to just chat with us about that, and maybe we can jumpstart the conversation and send it to the next level, and they'll figure out what they want to do with this subject.
All right. Yeah, and Mr. Ross, just to sort of bring you up to speed, at the conclusion of last meeting, I believe it was Mr. Lank and Mr. Abbott told us about, you know, how our workload may or may not be progressing, and believe the commissioners and Mr. Wheatley in attendance talked about there were possibly some things that we could discuss in the future, some things that we might see that we as a commission could act on, maybe make some improvements, some areas of concern, some things where we could be more proactive, even though we've got like time on the comp plan where it may be anything. So that might be something that you also want to consider if there's something you want to bring to the table. And what I would like to see is if we could get a motion and a second to have Mr. Lank add this as an agenda item, this discussion that we would have about, you know, the subjects, so we know that we've got time and the public could listen to us have this discussion. Because I think we've got, following up on what we said at the end of last meeting, there were some topics that we wanted to bring to the fore.
Yes, and I have one in particular I wanted to bring up tonight that I put on a future agenda. If I might, Mr. Chairman, I've attended in the past as a private citizen the Cape subregion planning meetings that have been held with the University of Delaware, and I know some of the county staff have been there in the past, including the I don't know what house title is, but he was there, and Julie Wheatley was there for another one. But anyhow, one of the things that came out of a prior meeting, or one of the meetings that I attended, was a strong interest on the part of having a meeting of the various planning commissions, the Rehoboth, Dewey, Lewis, and the county. And the purpose of that was to talk about issues that come up in that Cape region. And I think it's a good idea from the sense of, you know, our land use plan update talks about promoting intergovernmental coordination and that sort of thing. But I know in the past when we went to the University of Delaware workshops that they had for planning, we had the advantage of or had the opportunity to interact with other commission members, whether they be county, other counties, or municipalities. But I'd like for us to at least have it put on our agenda in the future so that we can talk about that and perhaps push it up the chain of command to the folks at a higher pay grade than we are about either sanctioning, you know, officially us going or having this meeting or whatever. Because when I sign in, I sign in as Mike Johnson, public citizen, not as Mike Johnson from the County Planning and Zoning Commission. Although, you know, it's hard for me to hide from that, but
hard for you to hide?
For me to hide. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. You're not asking for a meeting of the town.
No, I'm asking for us to
a discussion item.
I'm asking for us to have a discussion of that at a future public meeting to talk about that, and whether, you know, now come of it, maybe the commission says we don't want to do it, or the commission say yes, we'd like to pursue this, and then we ask the administrative staff to pass it on up to.
Well, we've had regional comprehensive plans before. We had an Eastern Regional Comprehensive Plan, a Western Sussex Plan, you know, and now they've gone to a, you know, more of a state plan, use planning office, you know, 5-year annual plans for municipalities and counties and all that. Because I was on that committee for 6 years, I think I made the motion to approve or recommend certification of our most current plan. So, I mean, that process goes, but not as focused as it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago to regions, more as, you know, entity, and then they bring the regions in, you know, on a 5-year basis, which seems to be quite enough, actually. It's quite a rigorous process. It's very difficult, especially for many of the municipalities. Now, some municipalities have more interest than others, but you know, I don't know, we're probably, what, 2 years into this plan? What was it? It was 2 years ago that we certified this.
It was 08, yeah, officially in 08.
So quite frankly, the next comprehensive land use plan process will be starting very shortly anyway, because it takes a couple of years to noodle through it all.
Yeah, I always thought that 5 years was too fast.
It is. It's
you got a couple of years to work on it before you adopt it, then you got to see how it works after you adopt it. And
in my time at the, you know, the governor's advisory committee, the certification committee, that, you know, every entity requested an 18-month extension because it was so fast. You know, you hardly got one done, and you were starting the process to review, and you really didn't know what the one you had done was doing, you know, because it takes several years to get ordinances and things, you know, through the wash and dry cycle. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's something that we've done previously, so obviously it's not, you know, it's not a new concept. It's just a matter of, you know, staff time and everybody's time to sit down and chat about these things and then coincide that with the 5-year actual process.
Well, what we see in the way the agendas are going to be working in the next many months, probably for at least another year or so, it's going to be a short number of public hearings on agendas.
So we might have time in our schedule to talk about this.
Might have time in schedule just to work in a half hour, an hour, but just to discuss,
Mike,
or get started.
The municipality 5-year timelines don't coincide with the counties. I mean, and all the municipalities have different ones, and it's done intentionally that way because you have so much workload. The State Land Use Planning Office, the advisory committee can't work on every municipality and all the counties at one time, your 5-year calendar. And so, you know, what might work for Delmar, my small community, in a timeline is going to be a different timeline than another community that's on a different 5-year schedule. So, you know, it could be very timely for certain communities and very untimely for others that are just completing their comprehensive plan and really don't want to even hear the word again, you know, for a while.
There's two issues with it, though, as I see what Mike's talking about. Just the one is a meeting with other planning commissions or agencies. That's one issue. The other is to participate in regional or sub-regional planning. I think the decision to do that has to be a direction from county council, because that's a county issue. I mean, you know, the commission can't bind the county to participate in formal sub-regional planning. I mean, I don't think there's any problem with meeting with these other commissions.
Yeah.
You know, that we're getting into the discussion we're going to have on the agenda.
But, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking was, yeah, if, you know, bringing Mr. Ross into the loop with some, right, of the discussion that we had, allowing him the opportunity to think of 1, 2, 3, or however many topics maybe that you'd like to bring to the fore. And so the public could at least listen to their planning commission and say, you know, I hear them discussing this and this, and this sounds like a good idea, that doesn't, you know, I'm understanding. But personally, I'd like to see it on as an agenda item, and then we're planning ahead as we hold our commission meetings in 2011. You know, is it something we get a consensus and a motion to have on our December 9th meeting? So we could expand this conversation and Vince weigh in, and then we'll separate the wheat from the chaff.
You talked to Bob about that. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
He was here, yeah. Or whatever it was.
Because I know there's other issues that the commission maybe needs to take a look at, too. And certainly one of those is the Nanticoke watershed and the EPA, you know, stuff that's going to be coming down from the president's executive order, and how, you know, we as a commission going to weigh in on that, or should we weigh in on that?
Well, we don't do policy, Mike. You know, we don't set policy.
Right.
You know, we don't write the comprehensive plan. You know, they ask our opinion in certain areas, and you know, so, you know, I think that needs to come from them down. You know, from the council down. You know, they're the one that set policy. They're the one that has to work with that. With those issues, and if they have a specific ordinance or a specific action in mind and they want our opinion, well, great. I think, you know, that's a good time for us to weigh in. But I'm not so sure that we want to get on the front end of that process, because then what we're doing is we're short-sheeting the people that run for office and get paid to make those decisions.
Well, I don't know, but on the code, just so we're clear, the commission does have the ability to propose ordinances. You'd have to send them up to council. They'd have to introduce them if they
there
wanted to.
There has to be a council member that would sponsor
them. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the commission does have the ability to recommend that. I mean, it doesn't matter. They may not go anywhere with it, but.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, it used to be that the zoning code, it says commission would work on a land use plan.
Yeah.
They would recommend it, and the council would adopt it. Didn't even have to have a public hearing, because the commission was actually the one adopting it as a planning document. It wasn't the council just wrote it as adopting it based on the commission recommendation. They didn't even hold hearings.
Well, at some point, it sounds like from the seminar I attended a week and a half ago for one of my continuing ed things with Connie Holland and a lawyer on the governor's staff, that DENREC and EPA are working out what the requirements are going to be, although Delaware is such a small portion of that whole Chesapeake Bay watershed thing. The percentage is like 2 or 3%, so I'm not sure what the ultimate requirements are going to be, but you know, we're going to get told what we got to do.
I have to be careful what we do on we're still in litigation with DENREC over the...
Yeah.
I did have a chance to speak with Mr. Izzo this week, and he said any information that we could get, you know, would be good for him, because he said what they had right now was just rudimentary at best, his understanding. So
the council on Tuesday had another step forward by some of the lot owners within the mobile home community for another ad hoc committee to work on mobile home regulations, even though we just did it for 3 or 4 months last year, earlier this year, proposed 4 ordinances. Now they think we need to do more, but we've asked them to give us what they think we need to be discussing before we just go into a meeting and start just blowing smoke at each other. So council would give it to us in writing what you think you need to discuss, and we give that same offer to the tenants. As the homeowners, the tenants, the park owners, and county staff. So then the council will say what they might give consideration to later on. They may have one meeting, may have two, but I don't know how far the meetings will go. Because the first meeting we had with the group the last time back in February, it was just like nothing really happened the first meeting, because we were just throwing all these things out. Where this way we had something to go by in writing up front. So on that issue, that might help.
Good point.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to propose that we put on the agenda for the December, 9th? Is that the next meeting?
3 weeks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that's right.
On the December
first 9th? First December meeting.
The first thing, zoning commission meeting in December to have a discussion on the Cape subregion planning.
And other items of interest, or?
Yeah. Under other business, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you just want to talk about that one particular issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, put it on the agenda that way, then you could have a room full of people here just for that. But it's supposed to be, it would be a discussion of the commission member, not the public.
Right.
Right, that's why it's under other business, not a public hearing.
Second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to add an agenda item to December 9, meeting planning and zoning 2010 to discuss the Cape Regional Planning and other.
As other business.
As other business.
So it's just that one topic on that one?
Yeah. We have a second.
Why don't you put it just sub-regional planning, so you're not, so you're not being specific about that one plan?
Thank you, that's good.
That's safer.
Because I concur, because I think there'll be issues perhaps sometime we'll want to have a sub-regional planning that deals with Seaford and Laurel and some of those areas that might come up that are germane to that. So, sub-regional planning.
Okay, I'll just put, yeah, that's fine, that's good enough. That's safer.
The sub-regional planning.
Okay. We have a motion and a second by Mr. Burton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Anything else?